Hey everybody, James Breyer here with the Seattle Rodent Control Show, and today's show is called How Does Seattle's Climate and Urban Environment Contribute to Rodent Activity? You know that roommate who never pays rent but always raids your kitchen? Well, Seattle's got about a million of them, rats. And today we're diving into why our Emerald City might as well be called Rat City, because trust me, it's worse than you think. Let's talk about our climate first. Seattle's basically created a year-round rat resort with our mild temperatures. While other cities get those deep freezes that naturally thin out rodent populations, we're serving up perfect rat weather like it's an all-inclusive vacation. Our consistent moisture levels keep the ground soft for burrowing, and those limited freeze cycles mean it's basically happy hour all year for our unwanted guests. Now, imagine Seattle's underground infrastructure as a rat superhighway system. Between our utility tunnels, storm drains, and the spaces between buildings, we've basically built a 5-star rat hotel. Add in the countless restaurants and markets dotting our streets, especially in places like Capitol Hill and Ballard, and you've got a 24/7 buffet for these crafty critters. Speaking of dining options, we humans aren't exactly helping. Those bird feeders you love? They're basically rat restaurants. That compost pile in your backyard? It's a rodent resort. And don't get me started on how we handle our garbage. Those overflowing bins might as well have a neon welcome rats sign on them. Let me share a perfect example, Pike Place Market. During the 2018 renovation, workers discovered rat tunnels that would make our downtown transit tunnel look simple. These weren't just paths, they were full-on rat neighborhoods, complete with storage areas and nesting spaces. The market's current prevention methods are impressive, but it shows just how adapted these creatures are to our urban environment. Here's the good news. You're not powerless in this situation. Start by sealing any gaps around your home bigger than a quarter inch. Yes, that's all they need. Next, eliminate those accidental food sources in your yard. Finally, make sure your garbage bins close properly and aren't creating an all-you-can-eat buffet for our furry friends. Remember, Seattle might be a rat paradise, but that doesn't mean we have to roll out the welcome mat. Taking these steps isn't just about protecting your home, it's about making our whole city less attractive to these unwanted tenants. This has been James Breyer with the Seattle Rodent Control Show.